Holy fucking shitballs.
What did we just watch?
You've got to be fucking kidding me, man. With Trevor fucking Simeon. Trevor, I mean, seriously, it's insane.
Spooky things happen on Halloween, and what a victory it was for the Saints, beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 36-27. This is the two-point conversion, the instant reaction show on the Dome Patrol United Network. And joining me to discuss that incredible game that just happened in the Dome is from the UK, Mr. James Baker. Good evening. Well, yeah, 1 minute left. Good evening, James.
Evening, Ben. Yeah.
Have you got a number?
No number whatsoever. I wish I did, but I don't have a number. I am just stunned as to what we've just witnessed.
Amazing. Also joining us, Gunn from Taking the Over. Gunn, how you doing? Any decimal points?
Yeah, I'm something. I don't even know how to describe it, but
something.
Instant classic.
I want to see if Gunn's eyes open this episode.
That's going to be hard, but. You know, we'll keep it between the lines, I promise.
And that's the voice of the usual host, Jeff. Jeff, how you doing? You got a number?
I might be a two. I've had a Bloody Mary. I've had a vodka drink, and I've been drinking beer ever since. It's Halloween. I'm 2 weeks after the surgery, which means I'm in the clear, and I have to start getting ready for Nashville. Gunn, so are you just looking down, or are you its number so high that your eyes are closed half the time?
I got a pretty high number, you know.
I wonder sometimes. That's all. All right.
In the same screen next to him, Scott. Scott, how you doing? Got a number?
I am doing fan freaking tastic, and I am about what number is Trevor Simeon? 12. I'm a 12. whatever number Trevor Simeon is, 15.
15.
15. I'm a 15.
Oh, good thing he's not 98.
Or 69.
I know that.
joining us for the Beers and Beer and the Dome Patrol regular show, Wes, how you doing, mate? Number?
I'm doing great. This is just a great feeling of just a fun game that was, I can say there's a lot of reasons we shouldn't have won it. And Jeff, you're talking about the Nashville trip. Is that next week when Yellowstone premieres, or is that?
It's tonight.
I instantly corrected myself.
As soon as he came over here, I had my wife ask him if he was excited about Yellowstone premiering tonight.
So for the listeners to the party, don't know, was it last week? I posted that Yellowstone season premiere next week. And then literally 2 seconds later, I corrected myself and said, 2 weeks from
Ben,
now.
Ben, make sure you
these guys won't let it go. And now I feel like George Costanza. We had a deal.
Ben, make sure you edit out that explanation. It doesn't matter. And I'm about a four today. I've been doing some bourbon and some vodka, and it's a good day.
Yeah, I don't do editing. God, I go to bed after this. last but not least, join us on his way back from the Dome. Jason, what a game that must have been to be at, and have you got a number?
It was incredible. I don't have a number right now. I did have a number when I went to the Dome, and then I got a cocktail going in, but I hadn't drank since, and I was just too nervous to drink, and also didn't feel like spending $18 on a drink at the game, so I didn't. But once I get home in about 10 minutes, I will definitely be pouring something. But yeah, man, this was nuts, man. Halloween games, crazy. The last Halloween game we had was against Pittsburgh in 2010. I remember that game distinctly. The night was the same, losing Jameis and then being like, oh shit, what do we do now? And all we did was fucking beat Tom Brady. He threw two picks, including a pick six.
It was quite scary when it happened.
The Dome wasn't full. There were some empty seats, but it definitely got loud. I'll say that. Dome was definitely loud.
Mm.
When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker, where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight.
Let's start with Jameis, because, you know, he came out of the blocks, and I thought he looked good. I thought, this, you know, this is what the progression we received with Jameis Winston. He threw a great pass to Tre'Quan Smith for our first touchdown, and then Devin White, out of nowhere, becoming a complete and utter cunt. Sorry, I'm using that language, because I just fucking hate Tampa Bay and how they played this game. And, yeah, I don't know what, you know, it looks pretty bad on Jameis's knee. Yeah, some people are saying ACL already. I'm sure we'll find out soon enough. We already might know by the time you guys are listening to the show. But, oh, man, what a setback for him.
It was tough. He played really well. He scrambled really well early in the game. Yeah. I mean, there were a couple of good runs that he had to keep drives going. And we were moving the ball, you know, after going for it when we shouldn't have and giving him the short field and going down 7-0 to come right back to score that next touchdown. You're like, okay, we're doing good. But, man, it was very deflating when Jameis went out. You definitely sensed the Dome kind of lost a little bit of energy.
I was sick, man. I was sick with worry, you know, and I mean, it's nice to get a win, but it does have that kind of lingering in the background, and, you know, you hope it's nothing too serious. You hope he can come back this year. I mean, he's in the midst of having maybe his best game as a Saint, on top of he had a 108 quarterback rating when he went out and 40 rushing yards on 4 carries, you know, including a long of 20, had gotten some key first downs with his feet. He was moving the ball and holding serve against Tom Brady and doing everything you would expect him to do in his Jameis Winston revenge game. You know?
When he went into the tent, and they had the cart there, and then before they brought him out of the tent, Kamara went in. I mean, you could tell the team kind of knew it was bad. Kamara went in, and then you know, he came out, they put him on the cart, and you just, I think everybody kind of had the sense of how severe the injury was.
The organization has to know tonight, like, because this is a home game, he's probably already had the scans done, like, whatever it is, they've probably got a very good idea of it tonight, and they're just waiting to formulate some kind of way to publicly release it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think 100% torn ACL. There's no doubt in my mind it's torn ACL.
Yeah, it looks like that. The pictures look horrible as well. And it just set the tone, really, for how the Tampa Bay defense played this game. They're just a horrible bunch of individuals. And, well, they did cost them in pay. It just cost them in
pay. They're evil human beings.
I was going to go further. I dropped the C-bomb.
They're the Halloween
really,
like, villains.
They're villains. Well, but, so my question is, did the team step up and play and win this game for Jameis? And next week is going to be the real, it's kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like you get in, like, let's say you get shot and you got this, a lot of adrenaline, and you're just like, yeah, I'm just going to power through this. And then the next day, the next week or something, that's when the reality starts to set in. And like Trevor Siemian, not going to play as well. Trevor Siemian played well today when he did, because the offensive line stepped up. Everybody did this for Jameis. And that's not going to be the case next week. And I'm worried about next week.
But you're also going to have Trevor Siemian taking a full week of snaps in practice. I mean, that's the big thing.
Peyton was calling all the pass plays that I think a lot of people were questioning, especially when, what was it, the 3 pass plays in a row. I think at the end of the day, if Tampa's playing run, you got to play pass.
Peyton just said in his post-game press conference that if Taysom Hill would have been healthy in this game, Siemian would have still taken over so Hill could play his role. But next week, if Hill is healthy, he will be the starter. Hill will be the starter if he has a week to prepare, and we're planning on it.
Disgusting.
It's just like we did last year.
Siemian looked good, didn't he?
Yeah, but
Siemian is an actual NFL quarterback. Taysom Hill is not.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We could discuss that going forward next week, when obviously we can look at it a bit more in depth. Yeah. Jeff, this is my show, all right? Yeah. Fuck off.
All I would say is, to answer Jeff's point about
Ben,
the team,
Ben, you forgot to introduce Renee. She's here too.
Oh, Renee, have you got a number?
I don't.
She's behind the wheel.
I'm the designated driver. I had a cocktail earlier too, which I don't normally. So that's something.
Does Jason ever as a designated driver?
Maybe like once or twice ever.
Ever. Yeah.
Like totally. Ever. Oh wow. Oh, that's cool.
What, 15 years now?
Yeah. Yeah.
To answer Jeff's point, that's okay, no worries. Even though he's not here now to hear my answer, we've lost Breeze, you know, in the 2 years previous, and our record without our QB1 in those games has been really, really good, and the defense and the team have stepped up when they needed to.
Yeah.
And next week, like Gunn said, we're playing the Falcons. The Falcons fucking suck.
Mm-hmm. And our so defense is badass. Our so defense New York is so Giants. Badass.
I think the Giants are better than the Falcons.
Oh, I don't know. But hey, we'll see. So yeah, that's really the let's talk about the Bucks. But the 10 different receivers for the Saints today. What, you know, finally we saw a bit of separation. I don't know if that was by, you know, that was just, what's the words I'm trying to use here?
Know,
was that by design, or the players finally progressed and are now beginning to get open, or was that more work done on the training field, do you think?
Bucks are beaten up in the secondary, I would say that.
Yeah. But Richard Sherman was back, but he didn't really get any snaps, did he?
Did he even play? I don't remember seeing him play.
Who?
He was
Richard
active.
Richard Sherman, I don't remember seeing him on the field.
No, neither do I, but he was active.
Who are you talking about?
Richard Sherman.
Oh, no. He didn't. He ended up with no stats or anything. So I don't believe
it.
Yeah.
So, but hey, we didn't have a chance to talk about it on the main show. Mark Ingram back as well. How happy are you guys seeing him back in the Saints uniform?
Not happy.
It was great when he came out. Because they announced him, when they announced the offensive starters coming out of the tunnel, and they announced Ingram, the crowd went nuts.
Yeah,
and then he led the Houdan chant, and he was so excited. He was so excited to be back here.
Wes, why don't you like Mark Ingram?
One, I think he was overdrafted in the first place. He was not he never lived up to a first round draft pick. Beyond that, he ended up having a couple of above average decent seasons when he was a complimentary back, but still not what they needed to do as a first round draft pick. And then when he tried to fleece the Saints a couple of years ago and lied about the contract offer that he had on the table, I understand doing that as a negotiation point. I don't understand doing it to an organization that you've been with and you say that you're this huge, just wonderful teammate, and you love your teammate, and you love the city, and you love the organization, and then lying to him that you have a $7 million offer on the table.
I think that's more of his agent himself lying.
Well, then he didn't fire, and I believed that for half a second, but then when he didn't fire the guy the next day, that's bullshit. That was a Mark Ingram play at fleecing the Saints for money and lying to them to steal millions of dollars from him. And I loved it when the Saints the next day signed Latavius Murray before he could take it back. Now, having said that, I hope he does well. I want him to score touchdowns. I think that he's probably going to be decent this year in filling the Tony Jones Jr. role. He had 8 touches today. He's a very good running back as far as picking up the blitz and blocking, and that's exactly what we need this year. I'm fine with him being here. I'm not I hate Mark Ingram. I won't cheer when he scores touchdowns. I'm a Saints fan. I'm not a Ingram fan.
But everyone else apart from Wes is happy for Mark Ingram to be back, and you could tell a difference straight away where Devin White was having some issue, was kind of controlling Kamara a little bit in the game, and you saw Ingram do the heavy yards, getting the 8-yard gains here and there, and really setting the tone, setting up the play action for Simeon. So no, let's go on to the defense, because
sorry Ben, breaking. Sean Payton post game said Jameis Winston's injury is significant.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely looked that way. That's a weird angle for it. I mean, I guess we could all be hopeful and hoping that something weird happened and it's okay, but that is a season ending injury.
Yeah, it sucks.
He said that he came in, Sean Payton, he cried when he came in and saw Jameis Winston, and Jameis Winston did get the game ball.
Awesome. That's cool, man. I'm glad he did.
Fuck.
Well,
that's bad, man.
That is bad.
I mean, when you got Peyton, who Peyton crying when he came in to talk to Jameis. That's definitely significant to me. I mean, we got a weird season moving forward. I mean, there's gonna be. I mean, we talked about if we needed to trade and make a change for a wide receiver. Like, we need a quarterback right now.
I mean, it does look. Simeon with the defense, you know, we can probably be good enough to make the playoffs, but it's hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine that we'll be able to win the Super Bowl with Trevor.
It's not going
to
be Simeon, is it? It's going to be Taysom.
He's no Nick Foles.
It's Taysom.
This Saints team has proven, though, that they are not like okay with being competitive and trying to make the playoffs. Like, every year, and we thought, I believe as fans, that it was, okay, we're selling out every year for Breeze. That's not what this organization does. This organization is selling out for the organization and the fans. They want to win a Super Bowl every year. And after winning this game, even with Jameis Winston out, I don't think this organization is like, oh, the fucking season's over. Let's hope we get a top 10 pick. They're going to do something that keeps this team competitive. And I think with this defense, that's a smart thing. I mean, Trent Dilfer won a fucking Super Bowl. And I'm not saying we're those Ravens, but this is a good defense that's going to turn the ball over, is going to hurt quarterbacks. And I mean, we beat what a lot of people are considering the number one team in the league right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sure you're going to hear people mention Deshaun Watson.
Man.
Well, let's just wait and see what the legal. Okay.
Wants to point out that this is an instant reaction to the game. This is not looking forward to the future of the season, guys.
Don't let the fucking game go.
I got you, Ben.
Ben, look at gun screen. Ben, look at gun screen.
I can see the cat is here. People who listen to this podcast can't see. We've got a cat's arsehole right on the screen.
What do you think of trading for Deshaun Watson between now and Tuesday?
They don't show Deshaun Watson that arse. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But hey,
an invitation to him.
It's the instant reaction show. Let's talk defense now, because, like I said, this defense is just absolutely incredible, and it's healthy at the moment. What's good?
I don't think it was incredible today.
Say again?
I don't think it was incredible today.
Oh, I disagree.
Really?
I disagree.
This offense, good. This offense,
dude.
It is. They gave up 7 in the first half, and that 7 was on the drive where Sean Payton kind of hoed him out, and the Patriots got the ball at the 41, and then
one blown coverage, like
yeah, a missed tackle by CeeDee on one play, you know, after he intercepted a ball, you know, I mean, a blown coverage for a touchdown. You had to know that kind of stuff was going to happen. You know, I mean, it's the NFL, the narrative.
James, exactly. And I don't know, James. I don't, with the leverage, the amount of football coverage you get over there, I think that, and I caught myself doing this, I think we have a weird, as Saints fans, a weird idea of how good and bad the Bucs are, because besides the playoffs, we beat the shit out of them the last couple of years.
Oh, no, they go.
Brady. And Brady does not turn the ball over 3 times in the same game.
Never.
He doesn't turn the ball over, period. He never turns the ball over 3 times in the same game. And there's something with Peyton. There's something with Dennis Allen. They've got something with this team. And again, with a terrible playoff game, we still almost beat this team. This Bucs team is way better than what they look like against the Saints the last couple of years.
It's
a weird perspective, because I watch and go, yeah, they're not that good. They're really good.
Somebody has already updated Trevor Siemian's Wikipedia page.
Oh God!
In his summary, the last sentence, you know, he's also played for the Minnesota Vikings, New York Jets, Tennessee Titans. He currently owns Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, look, he's cemented his legacy as a Saints hero, hasn't he? Let's
Jeff,
be honest. Even if he never plays
the game, was Jeff the one who went and updated his Wikipedia? Jeff probably knows how to do that.
Back onto the defense. So, like, I generally think this was fantastic, because that Bucs offense is such a strong offense. It can run the ball well, and the receivers talk for themselves, really, and the quarterback. And I just, the way we pressured Brady, it was just what we saw last year. Like Wes said, this defense is now going to get more and more love around the league, because it's just brilliant. On your matter, like you said, didn't show up in the stat sheet at all, but you could tell he was back, and there was definitely a difference back there.
I mean, it felt like they didn't pressure him a lot. You know, we had the force fumble, but other than that, he had a lot of time to stay back there and throw, and they were able to throw on us. Now, they couldn't run on us, which is what we do. We have such a good run defense, but we didn't get a ton of pressure. And then especially in the third and fourth quarter, when we would rush only three guys, like, to me, that just didn't make sense, because he's got all day to throw, and he did. But at the end of the day, when getting the turnovers, we're massive. I mean, we're definitely, even though we didn't get a ton of pressure, we're in his head.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing. We are in Brady's head.
DeMario's still playing at the All-Pro level. He's gunning for that All-Pro, isn't he? Like, he was fantastic again.
He was good. Yeah. He was good.
Hey Ben. When we're talking about the Jameis thing, I want to bring up, you think, does this give us, the way Peyton's talking about Winston after this game and this post-game press conference, he likes Winston a lot and cares for him, like ways that we weren't sure about. You think this gets Winston back on a cheaper contract next year with coming back from a knee injury? This gives us a better chance. Maybe we give another one-year prove-it deal, not so much a long-term deal, that this keeps the Saints competitive until that salary cap goes up significantly 2 years from now.
Too early to tell.
Wouldn't surprise me at all if we were able to get
him back. Sorry, Ben. I know that's looking forward a whole season. I just was curious. It's
we're looking in the past, Nisha. For fuck's sake. God, how many times? Oh, God. No. Obviously, we have a bit more Jameis Winston reaction in the Jameis Winston reaction show. This is the two-point conversion.
Hey, so
that was a big stop at the end of the game, stopping their two-point conversion to go up by three.
Yes,
my goodness. And Quan Alexander will definitely be in the wrong place some wrong time sometimes, but when he seeks out the ball and the player with it, he fucking lights him up. And I mean, on that one, again, Davenport was there slowing the guy down, but you slow somebody down, Quan Alexander's finishing.
Yeah.
Just
absolutely.
It was just a crazy, crazy game, man.
It's like multiple quarters and plays and drives are just going through my head, because it's really weird to focus on what made the difference in the game.
We haven't even mentioned the fumble that was overturned yet.
Oh, don't get me started now. I was going to ask Jason a quick question before that. Jason, what do you think of our kicker?
I mean, he missed the one extra point. He made the other kicks. But
I was waiting for the Brian Johnson intro. Come on, man. I set you up there for.
Because I'm back in black.
Thank you. All right, let's talk about that fumble that got overturned, James. Like, it's just typical Tom Brady, NFL refereeing bullshit call, wasn't it?
He caught the ball, took three steps forward, and Malcolm Jenkins punched it out.
Yeah. But you can guarantee you, if he fell on that, it would have been called a touchdown. Wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, because whatever happened on the field, they called. But right, would they have if he had landed on it and they called it a touchdown, would they have still overturned it? That's the big question.
They wouldn't have overturned it. They it would have been a touchdown. There's no way. But
it was close.
That's because the league just hates the Saints, and I believe everyone hates us.
I mean,
it's hard for me to. I could have seen that call being called either way. I did think it was going to be difficult to overturn after the way it was on the field. Having said that, we had 11 penalties and 99 yards called against them, and two penalties and 10 yards called against us. So I'd rather the game went the way it did, and I'm okay with that one call than the other. The other things going the way they did.
Oh, I was starting to make my excuses, saying, God, we would have won that game if that got called a fumble. I was getting ready for all those excuses. But also, God, Peyton almost gave me a heart attack at the end of the game with that play calling.
My goodness. Well, I mean,
he said
afterwards, I mean, he had no intention of trying to give the ball back to Brady. Like, it didn't matter about how quick or slow they scored. He wanted points.
I mean, but it was bad options, like throwing it out of bounds, and then so many times we ran out of bounds and couldn't stop, and the clock didn't stop, and we did a lot of things that can get you beat, and luckily we got that pick. And I'm sitting there at the game and I'm yelling, and I'm screaming, and people all around me. And by the end of the day, we're all kind of like, look, we lost Jameis, and now we have Trevor Siemian. It's like, even if we lose, I can't really be that mad. It's like,
no. As soon as Jameis went out, it was a free hit, wasn't it?
Right. It was kind of like, well, all right, whatever happens, happens. I mean,
Don't tell the Bucks it was a free hit, because they'd take that, like, literally.
Oh, well, yeah. So, it's weird, man. Weird game.
Yeah, but hey.
But you know, the three turnovers, man. Fucking Matt, the two picks. Brady doesn't throw picks. He throws picks against the Saints.
Yeah, that was just fantastic. And PJ. Is that
seven interceptions against the Saints in three games in a regular season now for Brady? Or is it eight? Seven or eight? I don't know. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah,
I eat in those three.
And it feels good. It feels good to beat those motherfuckers. It just feels so good to beat those motherfuckers. They're not. I know all their fans are crazy. They're trying to get all this attention. They're not the Falcons, but it does feel good.
I just look the same. They are just so petty. And considering they're the reigning champs, we are really in their heads for some reason. Like, they really dislike us. Like, they have so much attention on us. It's quite funny, to be fair.
Because, I mean, who I guess technically Carolina's their big rival. If we get the Falcons, then they have Carolina. That's not sexy. They want to be our rivals.
Yeah, but like, it's just...
I think that they're the number one for sure. Especially after this win.
Especially after today.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Has anyone got any other thoughts before we move on to headlines? Anything else you want to bring up? Anything about the game?
It was, like I said earlier, there were still some empty seats, but it was a great, great atmosphere, a lot better than the Giants game, I thought.
Well, travel opens up now, so you might get some UK fans over there soon, because that all opens up, so they'll fill those seats.
Oh, I did get to meet our boy Christian Mino before the game, so that was fun. It's always fun to meet a listener. I remember when I met Ben. It's fun to meet a listener.
No, I do remember that.
See, I'd argue the meeting Ben isn't fun, but you know.
Wait, you're gonna give Christian his own show in a couple weeks or something?
Hey, we might. What kind of show we're gonna open up? Yeah, he did say, "Come on, if we ask him, he'll come on."
That's a low blow, that is, Wes. I feel better. Oh god! Right, headlines, James. Go for it.
Right, it's a bit of a play on words here, but so you ready? Led by Simeon, the Saints come, C-U-M, on strong to deliver a facial to the Bucks.
Oh, you prepared for that. I did.
I'd had that in my head since about half time.
Wes, have you got a headline?
Coach Peyton embraces pineapple diet and his Simeon tastes great.
Jason.
I mean, I'm not gonna.
I'm calling it. It's over.
Yeah,
it's over. I can't. I'm just spitting out something. Saints give Brady all the carbs. Two picks.
John, have you got a headline?
Legends night, and we ain't talking about Brady. We're talking Trevor Siemian, Kevin White, and Alex Arma Jr.
Just beat the Bucks with Kevin White and Trevor Siemian.
Kevin White, Alex Arma, and Trevor Siemian beat the Bucks.
Just so y'all know, Kevin White did lead the Saints in receiving today.
Yes, he did, with his one catch.
But hey, we're still talking about. We'll save the receivers.
Do you have a headline?
No, I get to just pick. I just get to pick the winner and Wes.
Oh, it's in no doubt. The winner is Wes. There's just no doubt about that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I should really keep score of this going from throughout the season. It's team the winner at the end of the year.
How good of a game Garrett Griffin had early on in the first half.
Yeah, that's another nobody. It's just
right. We just beat him with a bunch of nobodies.
Yeah, it's just absolutely mental. Right, any final thoughts before we shoot?
Tom Brady. There's my final thought.
Yeah,
I think that was that all game. Well, all I wanted to do was hit his ass, sack his ass, and we got up the picks, and then that last drive, we got those two sacks. I'm like, I don't care. I'm just happy we hit him. And the girl sitting in front of me turns around. You don't like Tom Brady, do you? I'm like, well, I'm not really a fan.
This is a man. This has felt like the we've had this rocky season where it felt like with getting some players back and Onyemata back and then Michael Thomas maybe on the verge of coming back that we were about to over the next couple of weeks find out what this team is. We're back to square fucking one. We don't have a quarterback.
You have to put a downer on it.
If we decide, no, this is kind of interesting. Our defense is really fucking good. If we can get somebody who can sort of move the ball down the field, I mean, let's not act like, yes,
Simeon did that
have
today,
like though. Some amazing game. He was 16 of 29 for 159 and a touchdown. There are other quarterbacks who can do that too. Taysom Hill might be able to do that. If he can not fumble and not throw interceptions, our defense is good enough to make this really interesting. And no telling what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks. I mean, but there's a trade deadline in a couple of days.
Tuesday. I mean, this is let now. They could go for a backup. Like, there are rumors that we might look at Nick Foles, at least bring him in as a backup. But
I think he makes too much money to make.
What's Chase Daniel doing?
He's working Detroit or something. L.A. He's somewhere. Minnesota.
I mean, he's a solid backup.
He's somewhere probably getting $12 million a year to hold a clipboard. I mean,
and he's probably a stretch golfer at this point.
It's just interesting. We're back to everything.
Is there McCown still playing?
does Breeze want to unretire?
Well, that's what I was going to say. What's Breeze doing?
We're just back. We have no idea what this team is all over again. It's fun. It's actually interesting.
It is quite a funny season. I just laughed today. It's just a funny season. It's going to be like that, isn't it?
I mean, we know what we are on one side of the ball.
We do. And it could get even better and better as this team keeps
going. And you know what? Another thing. It was how big was Deontay Harris again today? One of the only guys that can actually make plays.
I realize he doesn't play a lot. His injuries are his problem. He is not just a speed guy. That guy can run a fucking route and he can catch the ball. He has become an excellent route runner. We're not even hitting him down the field. We're not even hitting him for long passes. He's actually running comeback routes and outs that he's going
to do. We got Kevin White for our deep throws now. Kevin White, fine.
I mean, look, you got to, Kevin White actually caught the pass today. So now he's got a little positivity, a little momentum, Maybe he's feeling a little better about himself.
We'll see. Anyway, so that's all the show we have for you right now. I want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling your friends about the Dome Patrol United Network, where you only subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including this one, the 2-Point Conversion, the Dome Patrol main show, the BS and Beer Saints podcast, the Pelican Plunge, the Premier League podcast, Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and the Tigers Den. Each show has their own Twitter. You can follow them at Dome Patrol PCast, at Dome Patrol UK, at BS and Beer Media, at Taking the Over, at Tiger_podcast, and at Dome Patrol Prem. Follow us on Facebook and Twitch for live streams that we never do. And if you want to listen to the old-fashioned way, go to Dome Patrol Podcast.
Dadgum.
Say goodbye, donkeys.
Bye-bye. Fuck Tom Brady, asshole donkeys.
Goodbye, your Simeon tastes great donkeys.
Gotta give Drew at least a phone call, donkeys.
See the girl whining like a belly dancer. Standing up front with tight.